On Point is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Harsh words and accusations on Capitol Hill yesterday from the family of slain Army Ranger and ex-NFL star Pat Tillman. Kevin Tillman, who enlisted in the Army Ranger along with his famous brother, said the Bush administration and Pentagon told his family, quote, deliberate and calculated lies about how his brother Pat died in 2004 in the mountains of Afghanistan.
Revealing that Pat's death was a fratricide would have been yet another political disaster during a month already swollen with political disasters, and a brutal truth that the American public would undoubtedly find unacceptable. So the facts needed to be suppressed. An alternative narrative had to be constructed.
Tillman's mother also spoke, and there was gripping testimony from former Army Specialist Brian O'Neill, who described a Pentagon cover-up. Former Private Jessica Lynch was also there. She told lawmakers the story given the public on her own capture and rescue in Iraq was a tale of elaborate lies. For perspective, we turn to Washington and Danny Fron, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Newsweek magazine, who's dug into the Tillman story. Dan, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure.
This was emotional. It was tough to hear. You could feel the anger of the Tillman family. And I guess they, through their own efforts, have very much kept this story alive through these years.
That's right. And, the whole Tillman case is really about one question. Was it incompetence that led the military to tell the Tillmans and really the American people that the circumstances of Tillman's death were that he was killed by enemy fire? Or was there a cover-up? Was there a coordinated campaign to lie to the family? And if there was a cover-up, where did it happen? Did it happen in Afghanistan? Did it happen in the Pentagon or even in the White House, as Kevin Tillman suggested yesterday?
Let's listen to a little bit of the testimony from Army Specialist Brian O'Neill, who also spoke to this issue. He said that he was ordered to keep quiet about what happened to Pat Tillman, not even to tell Pat's brother, Kevin, who was in another convoy nearby.
I wanted right off the bat to let the family know what had happened, especially Kevin, because I worked with him in the platoon, and I was quite appalled. When I was actually able to speak with Kevin, I was ordered not to tell him what happened, sir.
You were ordered not to tell them?
Roger that, sir.
Henry Waxman asking the question there, what does it look like, Dan? Where could the orders to cover this thing up have come from? And is there evidence, is there a paper trail on how high it may have gone?
Well, the paper trail is what's missing, and that's what this committee, Henry Waxman's committee, wants to figure out, how high it went. And one suggestion is that it was a particularly difficult month for the United States in the war in Iraq. It was the month that the Abu Ghraib scandal erupted, mm-hmm. And that somewhere in the political echelon, maybe in the Pentagon, maybe higher up, there was a sense that they just can't afford yet another incident that would be demoralizing in the war on terror. And O'Neill's testimony is particularly interesting because it wasn't just that he was told not to tell the Tillmans the truth. He also had written up a description of what happened the day of the event. He was standing next to Pat Tillman when Tillman was killed. Later, when he saw his own testimony in writing, he saw that it was changed substantially to write out or edit out any reference to the idea that Tillman was killed by his own men. And he was surprised at this, and he described yesterday not knowing who did the editing. And the committee has not yet managed to find who rewrote those passages.
So someone rewrote that. There was also the memo from a senior general that waved President George Bush away from any reference to the details of Tillman's death in a speech he was making.
That's right. This is General McChrystal, who says early on, before the family actually knows the real circumstances of Tillman's death, he says in a memo to Bush, bear in mind that this was probably a friendly fire incident. And he's warning the president not to misspeak, not to say something that he would later have to regret or have to withdraw. And again, this memo was focused on heavily in the hearings yesterday because it gets to the issue, or at least suggests that the political echelon and not just the military commanders in Afghanistan knew and perhaps were part of this idea of withholding the truth.
I want to listen for a moment to Pat Tillman's mother, Mary Tillman, who's been a real driver on pursuing the truth of what happened here. She testified yesterday that the government had repeatedly asked what they could do to appease her family, the Tillman family.
And it makes me sick. It's not about our family. Our family will never be satisfied. We'll never have Pat back. But what is so outrageous is this isn't about Pat. This is about what they did to Pat and what they did to a nation.
What they did to a nation. Dan, put this in context for us. All wars have heroes emerge. But is this something different and new to have heroes kind of or an attempt to create heroes out of fiction, even lies?
Well, I don't know if it's new. I imagine that there are other incidents in history, certainly in American history of war, where we're not told the real story, where the story is somehow pumped up to make us all feel more patriotic and more supportive of the war. But I think Jessica Lynch put it very well yesterday. She described how her own story was altered. She was described as a hero. She was described as a soldier who emptied her cartridges shooting at the enemy. In fact, she didn't fire a shot.
A girl Rambo from the hills of West Virginia, she said she'd been depicted as yesterday.
Exactly right. And at the end of her testimony, she said, you know, I think the American people are smart enough to choose their own heroes based on the truth. They don't need to be lied to.
Is this the kind of thing that the Pentagon itself, maybe the new Pentagon chief Robert Gates, will track down, find who's culpable, expose that, make it public, have some punishment of some kind, or are they going to try and hope that it blows away, Dan?
Well, it depends on who was responsible. I think if the previous defense secretary had a vested interest in ensuring that the investigations only went so far, then perhaps now that there's a new defense secretary in the Pentagon, maybe you'll see a new investigation that'll actually get at the real issues here. But it's hard to say. There are so many levels here where the deception seems to have taken place. And I think some of the evidence, at least, has been destroyed during the course of the 3 years.
Not least of which, the clothes of Pat Tillman burned on the site. Hard to think of that Silver Star ceremony where he was extolled in terms explicitly false while the family sat there. It's not hard to imagine the fury they must feel about that now.
That's right. And based on testimony that was fabricated, based on things like Brian O'Neill's testimony that was edited or twisted to make it look like this was Pat Tillman being killed by insurgents in this heroic manner.
Dan Efron at Newsweek magazine, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.